High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up, and I'm already thinking, how can I spoil Alan? Because he never does anything for himself. So I'm thinking maybe a golf outing, or how about a new wardrobe maybe? And maybe not all black. That's why I'm so excited about this new partnership. JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. This exclusive limited-time men's collection with a laid-back, down-home vibe is perfect to gift the father figure in your life. This Father's Day, iHeartRadio and JCPenney want to celebrate the father figure in your life by gifting a $1,000 Visa gift card to put towards their favorite activity, like a round of golf, concert tickets, fishing trip, etc., and a $500 JCPenney gift card to snag some of the exclusive pieces from the Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection. Enter now to make this the best Father's Day ever for the father figure in your life at iHeartRadio.com/Father's Day Sweepstakes. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Tomorrow, we're going to have part two of the Birkin story. I didn't have time for the whole thing, but the LA Times has part of the story about the YouTube pastor and his wife who sell the stolen Birkin designer bags online. And you're probably not surprised that the pastor says that God called them to run this business together. And he credits our CEO, the Holy Spirit. You'll also find out more about the woman who is the fence. She buys it from the thieves and then sells it to the YouTube pastor and his wife. And she makes six figures along the way as well. All right. Let's get on now to Jim Desmond, San Diego County Supervisor. Did I mention this is the John Cobell Show? I don't know if I mentioned it. I did? Well, it still is. Same show. Jim Desmond says he's San Diego County Supervisor and that the surge at the border has now moved from Texas and then Arizona, and it's now San Diego. That's where it's the epicenter of illegal alien crossings. And just more migrants that they've seen in many years. Let's get Jim on, see what the story is and just how many are coming. Jim, how are you?
Hey, John. Well, we're pretty much inundated down here in San Diego County.
Yeah, and that just happened in the last couple of months, correct?
Well, yeah. Governor Abbott rightfully started, enabled his local law enforcement to enforce immigration law. And so their numbers have dropped to about half in Texas. So now the Arizona sector and the San Diego sector is picking up the slack here. And we're kind of neck and neck is who's in the worst position. But, we used to have a monthly number of about 7,000 encounters here at the San Diego sector. And now it's about 7,000 a week. And then we're getting up to almost 1,000 a day or more of encounters here at the southern border. We're getting more and more people dropped off here at street drop-offs in San Diego County. And now the federal government has sent us some money so we can provide food, shelter, transportation for migrants that end up here in San Diego County.
All the services now are going to be.
Yes.
Excuse me. Also, the state offers free health care now for illegal aliens, correct?
Free health care in the San Diego County. We offer free attorneys. We will pay for your attorneys if you're going to be deported here in San Diego
County. So you get free health care, free attorneys, free food, free transportation, and I imagine free shelter, right?
Well, yeah, free shelter. And then, the crux of the thing with the boats that are coming on shore, we're getting about four a week, these boats that just get abandoned. Our local law enforcement, this is statewide, cannot enforce immigration law. So even if they make it here, the sanctuary state of California, even if you get pulled over, local law enforcement can't do anything or ask about your immigration status. And they can't enforce immigration law.
I'm surprised it took so long for California to become the epicenter, because we have absolutely no resistance to any illegal immigration.
No, it's the red carpet is out, and I can see why. We're now getting more and more. At least Texas is cutting back, and so they're moving west, and we're getting thousands of coming in a day in San Diego County.
So Newsom isn't sending any National Guard forces down there. No, police law enforcement. None of that, huh?
No,
fences, barbed wire.
No, and unfortunately, our Border Patrol agents, who I think they're trying to do as best a job they can, they're just watching people come and walk across the border and then processing them. They'll drop them off at this new site we're going to have here in San Diego County to feed them and shelter them and pay for their airport fare, to Chicago or New York or wherever it is they're going. They're making the problem worse by offering all these free services. And then this new influx of dollars so that we have a shelter, they're paying for their food and shelter and transportation.
Well, if you're offering all these free services and money, not only from the federal government, but the state government, and the cops can't even ask about immigration status, we're going to get overwhelmed here if you're not already.
We are.
Especially with Texas shutting down much of the border.
Yes, and it's bittersweet that the rest of the country is kind of feeling the pain here in New York and Chicago and Denver. They're feeling the pain, but it's not just the border cities or counties anymore. It's the rest of the country, and it's just insane that we just allow so many people to come over and just walk across the border. They're not getting properly vetted when they come across the border. Border Patrol agents have told me they don't have time. They're overwhelmed just trying to vet these people. And the only database they have to vet them against is our own, not from their country of origin, is our own. And so they let 97% or whatever these people into the country and maybe have a court hearing several years from now.
Any public reaction to this in San Diego? Are people upset? Do they notice?
Particularly the boats that come into, they drop people off along the beaches, and they come into the very affluent areas of San Diego County, into the beach communities.
I've seen video of that.
There's some, and you see them jump. You saw a bunch of them jump into a couple of SUVs, and that happened in Carlsbad, and the Carlsbad people in Carlsbad saying, hey, why don't you do something about this to their police? And they can't pull them over for being here illegally. They could pull them over for speeding or, some sort of other traffic thing, but they can't enforce immigration law and just arrest them because they just jumped off a boat and into a car.
Any politicians speaking out, or are they comfortable with San Diego going the way of New York and Chicago in terms of all the mayhem?
There's a handful of us, but not enough. The majority is pretty quiet on this. Even our local press and media hardly ever
really?
Even reports on it anymore. Well, it's the norm. It's the new norm.
It doesn't take much for people to get accustomed to anything. But if you're taking in 1,000 a week, eventually you're 1,000 a day. Excuse me. I mean, that's going to be like 350,000 a year.
Yeah, and if most of them move on someplace else, which is not the answer. But, you know, even if 1% of that stays here, it's just a burden on our system and a burden on our, you know, homeless housing and our nonprofits and everybody else.
What you see in New York is because there's so many, there are guys now living full time on the streets and they're organized into gangs. They're getting hired to commit crimes and they're getting drunk and getting into fights because they've got nothing else to do. There's no other purpose.
And they can beat up police in Times Square and not have any consequences. It's just a nuts world out there.
I just can't believe every single politician is not trying to stop this. You have to represent your constituents, the Americans. Somebody has to represent the Americans here.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, and it's we're a mostly blue state, and with a blue White House, and people are afraid to, you know, point fingers to the White House anything wrong.
I'm going to get into a poll coming up, and it seems that big majorities in the United States are against this illegal immigration, including a lot of Democrats. I mean, this is one of those, like homelessness, a quality of life issue. It should not be a political issue because most people don't want to live with, you know, 7,000 illegal aliens coming into town every day. The way they don't want to live with thousands of homeless people dying on the streets.
That's true. And it's not safe to just let this many people come in. You know, even about 10% of the people that come in are Chinese nationals. And these are mostly adult males between the age of 18 to 35 that get dropped off on our streets here. You just got to wonder what is going on. And you're right. This is not a political issue. Should not be. And it's a safety issue. And I think it's safety for our country, not just San Diego County, but the country of allowing so many people in that we don't even know where they're from and what they're up to.
All right, Jim Desmond, thank you for coming on with us, being the lonely voice out there.
All right, thank you.
Jim Desmond, San Diego County Supervisor. When we come back, there's a new poll, INI tip poll, that breaks down just how many people around the country want something done about illegal immigration. They want a wall built. And this is not just Republicans. This is not just Trump people. This is increasingly lots of voters want a wall and they want deportations and they want border enforcement. Like not just a wall, but they want all the other border laws enforced. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
CNN is reporting, and all I have is a graphic on this, breaking news, that Columbia University says that suspensions of defiant student protesters are underway. Finally! How many days did it take for them to suspend these kids and throw them out? And, of course, the students are demanding amnesty. They don't want this to be on their permanent academic record or their legal record if they got arrested. So now they're running around demanding amnesty after terrorizing Jewish students and blocking everybody from going to class and taking final exams and all the rest. And shouting terribly vile things, by the way. And that's something I got to talk about coming up after Deborah's news, is the whitewashing in the media coverage. One of the headlines says the return of mostly peaceful protests. Remember that nonsense from the summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots? And you had Portland on fire, and you had a six-block zone in Seattle shut down for 6 weeks. It might have been longer than that. And every time you see these violent uprisings, and a CNN anchor would be going, well, it's a mostly peaceful protest here, and there's 30 feet worth of flames burning behind them. Well, that kind of coverage is back. We'll tell you about it. Now, we had Jim Desmond on a few minutes ago, and Jim is the San Diego County Supervisor, and he's the only one either with his head screwed on straight and is courageous enough to say the obvious, that you can't have 1,000 illegal aliens a day coming into San Diego. 1,000 a day. 7,000 a week. Because Greg Abbott, he's a real governor. He did a good job mostly shutting down the Texas border with Mexico. But here we have that silly goof, Newsom, and he's offering free health care for the migrants. And now the federal government is sending money to San Diego to offer them free shelter and free food and free transportation. And San Diego is offering free lawyers in addition to the free health care. And if you stick around, you'll get free schooling. The Biden administration has let in millions and millions of people. And putting the issue aside, is this an intelligent way to run for re-election? It is, by nearly all accounts, either the number one or the number two issue for the American public that people really care about. It's this and inflation. And according to this INI tip poll, the question was, since President Biden took office in 2021, immigration rules have been loosened, allowing for an entry of 5 million undocumented immigrants from around the world, according to the government's own count. How would you address the immigration issue? And you were given four choices, plus not sure. So the most restrictive choice was build a wall, rigidly enforce all other existing border laws, and deport those who've come here illegally. And 42% chose that. The second most restrictive choice was build a wall and rigidly enforce existing border laws. And that got 16% support. Deportation wasn't mentioned. But now we're up to 58. Third choice was tighten the border somewhat, but remember that America is a nation of immigrants. And we can't deport all those who are here illegally. Well, at least they want to tighten the border somewhat. When you add those three choices together, you're up now to 85% want greater enforcement of border laws. 85%. There was a fourth choice here. We're a nation of immigrants. Open the border to all who want to come in, which is the Biden administration policy. You know how many people chose that option? 6%. This is what I'm saying. All these extreme progressive policies have 6% support, including this wide open border policy. 6%. Now, how's the 6% ruling everybody? But you come up with this time and time again. Seven times as many people want not only a wall, they want all the laws enforced and deportations. In fact, nearly 60% of the country wants a wall built. So Trump's idea that was considered so crazy a few years back is now mainstream. And how is Biden going to win against that? Because it really is an important issue. You know what's not an important issue? I saw an NBC survey, climate change. Only 5% think that's an important issue. Again, pretty close to the 6% that want wide open borders. All these marquee progressive issues that you hear endlessly in the media and you get lectured by politicians and advocates, it's got 5, 6%. That's it. That's the percentage of the country that considers them progressive, considers themselves progressive. It's just a tiny sliver. And they've monopolized all the policy and all the attention. All right, we come back. Well, part of the 6% out there that's ultra progressive is virtually everybody in the media. And the National Review did an analysis of how they're covering the mostly peaceful protests. And somehow they ignore all the vile chants that come out of the mouths of these pro-terrorist protesters. And we'll see what else is going on. I see there's another graphic that there's a student walkout at UCLA. We'll talk more about all this when we come back.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you
you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. It's our podcast version of the show. Conway coming up here on KFI at 4 o'clock. Now, one of the most galling things is how relentless liars, journalists, I don't want to call them journalists anymore, but I have to identify them in a way that you know who I'm talking about. These are public liars deceiving all of us every day. And it's just impossible. It's impossible to trust anything you read anywhere from any side. And the National Review did a story on the return of Mostly Peaceful. Remember the name? That I thought that was mocked out of existence. Those were the network news reporters, especially at CNN, who were describing the George Floyd riots when flames would be shooting 30 feet in the air. And the reporter is standing very dutifully in front of the wall of flame saying, it's a mostly peaceful protest here in downtown Portland. And it was like that for all the, no matter how violent it got and how long the violence went on. I mean, they pretty much bombed Portland out of existence over that summer of 2020. Well, it's back again. They are chanting all sorts of ugly, horrible things. But all the ugly, horrible things and the ugly, horrible actions are ignored by the so-called mainstream media. At the Washington Post, the activists, and again, they're promoting the complete destruction of Israel and the death to all Jews. They're supporting Hamas, which is one of the most vicious terrorist organizations on the planet. Well, at the Washington Post, all that activity is just anti-war demonstrations, right? Anti-war, not pro-vicious terrorists, no. At Columbia, here's from the New York Times. At Columbia, the protests continued with dancing and pizza. Columbia is finally suspending protesters. I don't think it's over dancing and pizza. What is that going on TV right now?
So at Columbia University, remember that they gave them a deadline of 2 p.m. and they'd be suspended if they don't break up the camp. So now they're protesting because students are being suspended.
I see. For dancing and pizza?
I don't know about that. But, they're not getting rid of their camps and they're still there.
Look, the tents are still there. I thought they dismantled the tents.
Well, no, they're back up. They had until 2 o'clock today, Eastern time.
They had deadlines going back to Friday.
Yeah, well, then they changed it again. They had another deadline today at 2 Eastern time.
Wow, there's still, looks like, a couple of hundred tents there.
Yeah.
And look at all the protesters around the campus, like all four sides.
They're not going anywhere. And they're going to be suspended. And obviously, they don't care.
Well, the New York Times had an article that said, at a moment when some campuses are aflame with student activism over the Palestinian cause, disrupting award ceremonies, student dinners, and classes, college administrators are dealing with the questions that Columbia considered. Will more stringent tactics quell the protests or fuel them? See, in other words, normally we think that if you enforce laws and rules that reduces the frequency, it reduces the intensity. Because if you enforce the rules and there are consequences, eventually people don't want to be expelled. They don't want to be thrown out or even suspended. But the New York Times way of left-wing progressive thinking is, oh, no, that's going to make it worse. You're going to end up with more protests. You're going to end up with more Well, no. If you do start arresting, suspending, expelling, most of these kids don't want to go back home and live in their parents' basement after their parents spent almost $400,000 on an education. And the report goes on to cite academic freedom experts. What is that? That's not a job. Who all said it's a dangerous precedent for Columbia to break up a pro-Hamas encampment? Not in a million years would the Times or its experts question the wisdom of removing, let's say, a pro-Ku Klux Klan rally that had slogans cheering for the murders of Jews, Catholics, and Blacks. Correct. If there was a Ku Klux Klan rally and Jews, Catholics, and Blacks should die, they would have had that broken up within 5 minutes. And there wouldn't be no agony, no angst over, what are we doing? Is this depriving them of the right to protest, the right to express their opinion? No. They'd be called a bunch of hateful criminal bastards and they'd be arrested and expelled from school. Apparently at CNN, there was a New York Times reporter, Lulu Garcia Navarra. Yeah, she's a Lulu.
What's a Lulu?
A Lulu? You ever heard that phrase?
No.
Oh, kind of a crazy person.
Oh.
You call somebody a Lulu.
I mean, I've heard of loony.
Nobody ever called you a Lulu?
Nope, John. Sorry to disappoint. But
no one's ever called you DeLulu, like delusional?
No, Eric.
DeLulu?
No. Yeah, DeLulu.
No. Why would somebody call me that?
I'm just saying.
It's a hypothetical.
Okay.
Anyway, this Lulu Garcia Navarro said, Columbia chose to bring police to clear the encampment. That inflamed the situation. Now these protests are spreading to Yale, NYU, and beyond. Many people have said the action of bringing police into a group who are already feeling that they're sort of the representative of the oppressed. Representative of the oppressed! They're pushing a murderous terrorist organization.
But John, again, remember when I asked you the other day how this narrative changed? We still have many, well, not we, but there are still many hostages,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going on with them. Why are we not focusing on these innocent hostages
that have been taken,
what is it, 7 months ago?
Well, and you are correct in saying we, because there are still a couple of Americans hostage.
Absolutely. Okay, so right. So, but nobody's talking about that there are innocent people that have been treated, I'm sure, horribly. And they're still there without their families. and their loved ones don't know what's going on with them. But no one's talking about that.
We don't even know if they're alive
or not. We don't even know. That's right.
National Review says largely absent from the coverage are mentions of the demonstrators' rhetoric and behavior, calling for the slaughter of Jews. Oh, Hamas, oh, loved one, strike, strike, Tel Aviv. That's one of the chants. From the river to the sea, Palestine is Arab. That's a golden oldie. That actually is a call for genocide. And the old standby, death to America. Gail King, who hosts a new show at CBS in the morning, said, apparently anti-Semitic incidents are overshadowing the peaceful protests. Oh, really? Are they? Here's one protester. Well, you know, they're screaming, go back to Poland and go back to Belarus. Well, Poland had Auschwitz.
Right.
I know that. So that's not much of a code there. Never forget the 7th of October, one protester screamed. That will happen not one more time, not five more times, not 10, not 100, not 1,000, but 10,000 times. The 7th of October is going to be every day for you. There's only one solution, Intifada Revolution. And Intifada is the term that the Palestinians have used for an armed uprising against the Jews.
So how can you be, this is so hypocritical, these people that are protesting. It's beyond hypocritical.
These are the students saying things like, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Go Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Say it loud, say it clear. We don't want no Zionists here. Free our prisoners, free them all. Zionism will fail. And it goes on and on. But this is what they're actually chanting and shouting. They're rooting for the death of all the Jews.
And you wonder why Jewish students are scared on campus.
Yeah, they're staying home. They're hiding. They're afraid to go to their dorm rooms, that they're going to be dragged out and stoned. And then the Columbia administrators are going, well, I don't know. Do we really want to infringe on the rights of these protesters to express them? Jeez. God, there has to be a clearing out of all these administrators once and for all. People are sick. And that goes for USC, too, for canceling the graduation. You people are sick.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I couldn't pass this up because we have to chronicle every one of these. If you didn't know, a person was stabbed Friday afternoon after getting into an argument with other passengers on an L.A. Metro bus. How about that? Another one. Another stabbing on Metro. It was Figaro Way and Adams Boulevard at 12:30 in the afternoon. When I saw 12:30, I thought, well, it must have been 12:30 in the morning. No, in the afternoon you can get stabbed. And victim was taken to the hospital, and they took a – apparently, they got the suspect. There was an argument between three people on a bus, and the driver allowed them to get off. And the argument continued on the sidewalk and ended up in a stabbing. And all the passengers got to see that. We got Conway here now.
Hey now. We got a lot going on. We have all these college campuses, all the protests. We'll keep an eye on all those, especially in Columbia where they gave them a deadline and then the deadline is passed. So we'll figure that out.
I saw one graphic up just a few minutes ago that they're starting to announce suspensions.
Yes. Right. Yes. Like that's threatening.
Yeah.
But it's also affecting, I read an article online, it's starting to affect companies who hire out of the Ivy League. They don't know what they're getting.
You're getting a lunatic who's going to cause all kinds of disruptions.
I don't know.
All these people end up in human resources.
Hate to paint them all that way, but it looks like a lot of them are going that way.
What are we
going to
lose?
You know what doesn't exist? I saw a guy in, it was Massachusetts, outside of Boston, and he had cancer. He's dying of cancer. He's got 6 weeks left. And he wanted one of those like last wish things, but they only exist for kids, not for adults. But that's a good idea.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you give the guy a couple of eight balls, 10 grand on a credit limit, head him off to Vegas for a weekend. It's not a bad way to go.
You should be the celebrity pitchman for that.
I should be the guy running that. Yes.
You are the voice and the face.
Although I imagine a lot of the calls would be, hey, can I just get a single room in the desert by myself in Blythe for a weekend? Wait a minute. Blythe, that's like $9 a night. Yeah, I know. Want me to pay some of it?
Get one of those Blythe girls to come over.
Most guys just want TV, beer, and the phone off.
That's right.
That's right.
And quiet.
That's right.
No family. Okay. Let me die in peace.
Ding dong with you. All right. And then we got some a lot of sports news. You know, we got two teams, three teams in the playoffs.
Okay. All right.
Big sports.
And you'll tell us which three.
Thank you.
All right. Conway's
ding dong with you.
And we got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.